have today a very special schus opportunity with us, one of the Gezeirei Hador, Gezeirei Rabbanim, Gezeirei Talmidei Chachamim, Rav David Yosef Shlita, member of the Moetzes in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kedel, Rav of Harnof, Mechaber of many, many Svarim. Yeshiva has his Svarim, we use his Svarim. One of the great Talmidei Chachamim of the generation, and one of the great Marbitei Torah of the generation. And therefore, it's a great kavod and opportunity to us to hear from him now.
ברשות מרנן ורבנן, הרבנים הגאונים, ראשי הישיבה, שליטה. I'm not going to keep you a long time. You have to have breakfast and then you will have to study. I want to tell you, to give you a short message. I was here a year ago, Baruch Hashem, and now again, I'm very happy to be here to see you learning Torah, Baruch Hashem, strong place, full of Torah and Dirat Shamayim. We are reading a few parashiyot about the story of Yosef and Yaakov and the brothers. Every detail we can learn Musar from it. I want to talk to you about one thing we have to see it, and everyone can learn Musar from that. The brothers came back from Egypt and told Yaakov, Od Yosef Hai, Vechihu Moshel Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef is alive, and he is king of Egypt, governor of Egypt. The Pasuk said, Vayafog Libo Ki Lo He'emin Lahem. He got a heart attack. He couldn't believe. Then they told him, Yosef spoke with us about your last conversation with him. You were learning together halachot of Egla Arufa. They mentioned the details of the halachot they were learning together. Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. Now he accepted, he was very happy. We have to understand, Yaakov Avinu, for 22 years, he was crying about Yosef. He was very sad. Hazal say that wasn't even one day without crying. Every day, Yosef. He was his chavruta. He loved him the most. And when the brothers came and told him, Yosef is still alive, he didn't believe. Why? His children were serious people. 10 brothers and Benjamin, 11 brothers, they came, they told him, we met Yosef. Yosef is still alive. He didn't believe. Why? Why he didn't believe? When they told him Yosef is alive, the point was not if he is breathing, he is eating, no. Yosef is alive, it means alive with Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim. Reshaim, Behayehem kruim metim. Rasha, that doesn't keep anything. And he is eating, sleeping, he's not alive. This is not real life. Tzadik, learning Torah, mitzvot, this is a real life. And they told him, Yosef is still alive. He couldn't believe. What? He was 17 years old. Now he's 39. And you want to tell me that he was all the during all of that years in Egypt, to Avat Arit, the worst place, Reshaim, worshipping idols, the worst. And you want to tell me that he is still alive? It means he has Torah, mitzvot, is Yirei Shamayim? He couldn't believe. Then they told him, yes, but Yosef is, he told us, he remembers every Torah you were learning with him, including the last conversation, the last shiur. You were walking together and you gave him a special shiur, Halachot Egla Arufa. He remembers that shiur. Wow. If he remembers, V'tehi Ruach Yaakov Avihem, now I believe that he is still alive. Is Yirei Shamayim. Why? I want to tell you. The Gemara said a story. There was a great Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the greatest Tana, the best student of Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai. One day, this Tana, he left the Torah. He was looking for a nice place, like Gan Eden, very nice, beautiful place, and he found, he left the Torah, he found like Miami Beach. Okay, beautiful weather, beautiful trees, everything's nice. Eh? So he left the Torah, and short time later, he came back, and he forgot his Torah. He forgot even how to read Pasuk. Instead of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he read HaHeresh Haya Libam. It means Torah. Every time you are learning and you continue, you don't stop in the middle. You continue, not break. All the time you're learning Torah, 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 you will remember. But if you leave it, you go for vacation 1 month, 2 months, and you don't open any book, you don't learn anything, after that, when you come back, you want to continue, it will not be from the place that you stopped. It will be far, far back. You have to start all over again to recover. To reach the level you had before, it will take for you a long time. So, the brothers had a proof to Yaakov that Yosef is still tzaddik. It's not he has a photography memory, he remembers all the Torah. Impossible. If he became Chas v'Shalom Bed Rasha in Egypt, he cannot remember. If he remembers the details of Torah, it means he is learning all the time. All the time. He is still your son. He is still your Havruta. He was in Egypt, but he continued. He was your Havruta all the time. And the proof, he remembers. So we have to learn from that. Be'ezrat Hashem, all of you, you are learning in the best place. You are learning Torah. Many, Be'ezrat Hashem, will be Avrechim, Talmidei Chachamim. If you want to be, you will be. But some, maybe not. They will be Yirei Shamayim, learning Torah every day. We have to know. Torah, we have to learn non-stop. Non-stop. Even one day, it's too much without Torah. Harambam said, Elchot Talmud Torah, Harambam said, don't spend even one night without Torah. Night, it's better to remember the Torah. And the holiness of the night, Torah of the night, it's more than the day. So Harambam said, keep learning every night. Even one night, don't skip. without Torah, Chas v'Shalom, every day, every night, to study Torah. I want to tell you more than that. To remember, everyone is learning Gemara, you are learning Gemara, Halachot, and you want to remember. To remember, you have to repeat again and again to remember. And sometimes, even you repeated a few times, you see you don't remember. I will tell you, if you are busy, your brain will be busy with Torah every day, you will remember, like Yosef. 20 years he didn't see his father, he remembered all the details. Just make your brain busy with Torah. I will tell you something about my father. You know, my father, Rav Ovadia Yosef, he was learning Torah all of his life, and he knew by heart all the Talmud, many, many books, poskim, maybe 1,000 books he knew by heart. So I was his havruta for many years. After I got married, I told him every evening, call me what time you want me to come to study. So I used to come back from the kollel. He used to call me, tell me, come 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We used to study every night until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. One day I came, my mother told me, you see your father? People say that he remembers everything. Every evening he opened the telephone book to look for your number, your telephone number. And you know, at that time, the telephone was not like now. You have just to push the button. You have to make like this. It was primitive at that time, okay. And my number was, not many people had telephone in Israel at that time. So 5 numbers, just 5 numbers. And she said, he cannot remember one telephone number. Every night he has to open it. When my father heard that, he was laughing very much. He said, no more. From now on, I will remember the number. He opened the book, he read it again, he repeated it again and again. That's it, now I remember. Next day he called me, I came, I asked my mother, did he remember? She said, of course not. Exactly like that it was. And when he was 90, I had a question, halakha, about something about tefillin. It was unusual question, unusual. So that question maybe people ask once in 50 years. So I have 2 books about halachot tefillin. So I had that question, I answered that the tefillin is kosher 100%, okay. So somebody asked me to ask him his opinion. So I went to him, I asked him the question. Immediately he told me, he quoted a few books that wrote about this subject, this wrote like this, it's like that, and it's kosher. I told him, Abba, you told me that you learned halachot tefillin when you were 17. You learned very strong all the halachot of tefillin. Since that, did you have an opportunity to learn again halachot tefillin? He said, unfortunately not. I didn't repeat. I told him, do you want to tell me now that you answered question halachot that you learned 70 years ago? He smiled. He said, if I answered, it means yes, I remember. 70 years. He remembered. Telephone number from last night, he couldn't remember. Torah he learned 70 years ago, he remembered. You know why? It's also for you. Anyone, if he wants to remember anything he wants, he will remember. If you want to remember Torah, and you will be busy with Torah, you will remember your Torah. But if you want to remember telephone numbers, you will remember. It's up to you. If you want to be Talmidei Chachamim, you have to work hard and to be busy all the time, non-stop, every day, to learn Torah, learn Torah, learn, learn, all the time. And Be'ezrat Hashem, he will grow up with Torah, Yirat Shamayim, Tiyu Talmidei Chachamim, Nirveh Mikem Rov Nachat, Amen Ken Yei Ratzon.